We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The indictment today charges Antonio Brown with several counts of vehicular manslaughter. I'm sorry, several counts of aggravated vehicular homicide and plain manslaughter. These are two very serious charges under our penal law. And the mainstay of the charges is the element of recklessness. And recklessness is a difficult concept to prove because you have to get inside the mind of an individual. You have to show what his intent was at the time of the commission of the crime. And recklessness is a very high standard. It's almost equal to intentional. It essentially boils down to a person who is understands a risk and consciously disregards it. And the risk is a really substantial and unjustifiable risk. So it's almost as though the individual knows that this risk is inherent in the conduct, and they say, we don't care. I'm going to ignore it anyway. And that's it's always difficult to prove. And in the context of manslaughter and aggravated vehicular homicide, there are other elements as well. So there's several different hurdles that the prosecution will have to jump over to establish the highest degree of these offenses.
Now, curious. Couldn't you make the case that anyone who drives with alcohol or drugs in their system is being reckless because the idea is that they would understand the risk before hopping into a vehicle when they are intoxicated?
Just driving with an alcohol level that's higher than the limit does not necessarily establish that the driver is reckless. And I'll give you plenty of examples. We have every day instances where people are pulled over for driving while intoxicated, but their driving is very close to the requirements of the vehicle and traffic law. They may have gone through a stop sign or they may have failed to keep right, but it's not reckless conduct. It's not as though they're doing something that is a risk that they're consciously avoiding and aware of, and that it's a gross deviation from the standard of conduct. That's why recklessness is such a very high standard.
Understood. So this part of reckless is very much about like a combination of things. Perhaps he was intoxicated and he also made the conscious decision, allegedly, to drive recklessly.
And that he took risks in connection with his operation of the vehicle.
Okay. So from what I'm gathering from you, inherently, the term reckless is difficult to prove, so that will probably be the largest uphill battle in terms of prosecuting this case?
In any type of criminal prosecution, the focus is always on the intent of the actor. What did that person desire to be the outcome, and how did they demonstrate conduct that supports that particular intent? And that's always the most difficult part of a prosecution because, as I said earlier, it requires you to look inside the operation of someone's mind. And so you need circumstantial evidence, you need statements or admissions, or you need conduct that is just so grossly negligent that it would constitute recklessness as a matter of law.
All right, and then it's interesting. This is a bizarre case in the sense that there was so much social media speculation, rumor, and I would even say borderline conspiracy theory out there after this case. Does the court of public opinion matter in a case like this that was so of high interest?
Well, the court of public opinion only matters if that information that makes it into the jury pool where the jury will be selected from. And so that's why there's careful questioning during the course of jury selection to make sure that there are no individuals that are going to be eligible for the jury panel who have predetermined the case, have heard about information outside of the courtroom that would cause them to form a conclusion, and they're carefully questioned by both the prosecutor and the defense lawyer, and sometimes even the judge, to make sure that no one comes into the case with a specific opinion as to guilt or innocence, and that opinion might have been influenced by factors outside the proof in the courtroom. Newspaper articles, media reports, broadcast media, those kinds of things that would not be admissible in the actual trial.
Do you imagine a case like this, in which it happened in October, and there have been numerous reports, updates in the media, that it would be hard to find someone that had in the area that hadn't heard of this case prior?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I've been involved in a number of cases that have had some profile, and I'm always amazed by the fact that a case that's been on the front pages of the paper or been on the 6 o'clock news really doesn't reach all of the members of the jury pool. There are many individuals who have other means of obtaining their information and don't always look to our local broadcast news and our local media. And so it does not surprise me that there are often individuals in the jury pool who don't know anything about a case that you and I might be well versed in because we carefully read and look at the paper, the local news, and the other media sources. So I've seen that happen, and I've also seen other cases where there has been an enormous amount of media just saturating everything that we look at, and that reaches a lot of people in the jury pool. So that's why it's important. Jury selection is probably the most important function of a trial. You've got to get a fair and impartial jury, and everyone, including the prosecution and the defense, as well as the judge, wants that concept to be the most important foundation of the trial. Because without that, then our system of justice would fail.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.